This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. January 13th to 14th, 2025, the City of Prince George hosted the Future Fuels Forum at the Clayley Tenay's downtown venue, the House of Ancestors. A topic that regularly surfaced with a fair amount of enthusiasm was the development of hydrogen as a fuel source, locally here in British Columbia, across Canada, and abroad. Hydrogen is referred to on a color spectrum. The colors refer to the process in which the hydrogen gas is derived. Green hydrogen is made by using clean or renewable energy sources such as solar or wind to electrolyze water, that is, to split water into its hydrogen and oxygen components, emitting no carbon dioxide in the process. Blue hydrogen is typically produced from natural gas or methane through steam reformation, breaking the carbon and hydrogen atoms apart, and requires the use of carbon capture and storage to trap the carbon dioxide byproduct. Gray hydrogen also splits the carbon and hydrogen atoms out of natural gas or methane, but is less interested in capturing the greenhouse gases made in the process. Black and brown hydrogen uses coal to generate the energy used to produce hydrogen gas and is considered the most environmentally damaging way to produce industrial hydrogen. There are more colors on this spectrum and potentially even more to come as this technology advances. But for the sake of this conversation, that should do for now. A notable focus of the forum was the development of Prince George as a regional hydrogen hub. That is to say, a location poised to link regional hydrogen demand, supply, and the ability to provide a sufficient amount of electricity and a labor force for construction, operations, and maintenance of hydrogen facilities and its associated infrastructure, all in the hopes of creating and distributing hydrogen as a future viable alternative energy source. We were able to catch up with Prince George Mayor Simon Yu for comment on this topic and how he sees our city fitting into a potential hydrogen economy picture.
So we're here at the Future Fuels Forum in Prince George, Clayley today, speaking to Mayor Simon Yu. Mr. Mayor, the hydrogen market, hydrogen energy, is highly speculative at this point, but how can and how is the City of Prince George positioning itself to be able to take advantage of this emerging market and other forms of future fuels for a transitioning world and a transitioning economy?
Thanks for the question, Ian. We don't have to really do too much selling because Prince George is naturally situated at a spot geographically when blue energy, green energy, all across our city. So that's why the industry throughout the world, I would say, has identified Prince George. It is one of the most important spots during this energy transformation. How do we do it? And go from gray to blue, blue to green, or from gray direct to blue. So during this kind of forum, we have brought all the experts across the country to tell us how do we use a carbon capturing technology to perhaps to facilitate the blue energy, the blue hydrogen, and how do we generate a green energy from solar wind power. So this is a very, very lively, not just a conversation. Everybody here, they try to position how do we take on some of the smaller prototype project one at a time, and then get this bigger project back to Prince George. We don't have to really sell anything because we are just geographically, from transportation point of view, as one of the most important energy corridor between the Asia and Americas. Really, we are at the center of the world. So they're here.
Who are some of the partners that the city has been able to identify in order to kickstart and initiate some of this investment and development?
Well, foremost, they came to us. But, you know, as our partner, our first, well, our partner is the First Nations, Kalini Tene for me, and all the, you know, First Nation partner and to develop the corridor from Prince Rupert to Prince George, from Prince George to Sturgeon, you know, Alberta, from Prince George to North Van. We have already been identified as the hydrogen hub by the province of BC, as well as the federal government, as a part of the key connection point for the corridor, the hydrogen corridor. So we need to develop the fuel stations, the smaller hydrogen production along the way to make sure, you know, that the truck that uses hydrogen can use this clean technology and a clean fuel. So these are our partners. Of course, our other partners, the regional district, as well as all two levels of government. You know, they are important because of their policy, whether regarding carbon credit, carbon taxes, whatnot, it really affects the environment culture. And so, you know, it is at the forum of such that the politicians, as well as the industry leaders, the academia, we all meet up and they say, okay, look, well, what is a practical way to move forward? So we have moved along 1 year at a time, but I hope, you know, the speed of a transition will starting to a little bit more rapidly from this point onwards.
What does that relationship building look like municipality to municipality? Is that an important factor in this development?
It is absolutely important because to standardize the safety transportation of the hydrogen and ammonia, for example, and to make sure that the economic benefit remained in this region, so we have to talk, you know, who does what. You know, it's no point to everybody produce same style of welders, and we need to talk, you know, in this region. You know, it's at the Kitimat, Rupert, Tellers as a one region, we here as an anchor to Fort St. John, Dawson Creek, Chetwynd, Quesnel, McBride, Valmont, Houston, Smithers, Van Hoo. You know, we together, we need to kind of take a look at the industry we have and the employment, and the most important, you know, connect together with the tourism. And so we, our economic development office, are constantly in conversation with each other. And it is at a forum like this that they come together to hash out more idea, to connect. We as a one family here, the Northerners, we want to make sure the investment dollar, once come here, stays here, circulate around in the region to make produce more jobs and more opportunity for the future generations.
Oh, thank you so much. You bet.
This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.